Thank you for choosing Archer Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. I just got your correspondence in the mail about I live in New York. And it says that for the first 2 years, it's going to be $66.99 if I decide to switch. Now, what's the real price with the taxes and everything?
So, I believe the flyer does state it's $69.99, not $66.99.
Yeah, I meant 69. Yeah, I can't.
So one of the nice things about us here at Archtop Fiber, because you're inquiring whether or not what the prices are, because you're like, well, what's the real price? So the base price of all of our services for our 1 gig internet is $79.99. That's without any discounts or any leeways. This includes all taxes, fees, as well as the cost of your equipment. So that's not a thing you have to worry about. The price listed on the flyers of $69.99 is when you pay with ACH auto payments and pay right. And receive paperless billing, and that gives you a $10 discount.
Right.
So there's no.
So that would be the price, $66.99.
$69.99, yes, ma'am. There is no hidden fee.
I keep saying 66 because that's what I'm saying now. so there's no taxes and fees. There's no nothing.
So the taxes, fees, and everything is already calculated into that price, and we don't have to charge for it.
Okay.
Charge any extra for them because it's already calculated in, as well as the cost of the equipment, which we do essentially lease out to you every month. But again, that cost isn't included in the price.
Okay, so the equipment's included in the price. All right. Now, here's my next question: what's the difference between this and Spectrum?
So. One.
And I know that you're a salesman for your own company, so, you know, try to be as honest with me as you can.
I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm actually not a salesman. I'm actually one of our customer service representatives. So there is a slight difference. We are instructed on, you know, hey, we have to be able to, you know, give you the information. And what I'm providing to you today is going to be the full information of what we have. Versus Spectrum, what we offer here at Archtop Fiber is we do have a full 100% fiber network, unlike Spectrum, which is still running off of cable coaxial cabling.
Okay.
We do offer the most high-speed internet in the area with our 2-gig fiber net speeds from your home to our devices running at about 57 times faster than what Spectrum offers, even at their high end. With Spectrum, usually...
Okay, so that's... Wait a minute. Let me ask you... I'm going to interrupt you every once in a while. So that's... You said that's a 2 gig.
That's the 2 gig, yes.
Okay. So what I have here, it says it's a 1 gig.
Yes.
And see, here's why I'm asking all of these questions. Because a couple of years ago, I changed to T-Mobile internet, and it was a flipping nightmare. For the first... month, it was perfectly fine, and then after that it would freeze, and I mean I had to cancel the service. It was just a nightmare. So you just said 2 gigs. So what's the price difference between a 2 gig and a 1 gig?
So the base price of our 1 gig is $79.99. The base price of our 2 gig internet service is $99.99. So with that $10 discount you would receive from having that ACH payments with paperless billing, price would be $89.99. So there's about a $20 difference between the two.
Okay, so that's more than Spectrum is.
That's understandable. With Spectrum right now, the highest speeds they can offer in our area is what they claim is their 1 gig package, with actual speeds being tested at roughly at the high end of about 800 megabits per second down, with only 30 to
right.
40 megabits up. With us here at Archtop Fiber, we offer symmetrical upload and download speeds. That means you're going to see one for the 1 gig plan. You will see 1 gig up and 1 gig down. And with the two
okay.
gig, you...
so let me go into this. So I want to talk about the 1 gig that's $69.99.
Yes, ma'am.
So I live alone.
Okay.
So I have, but you know, I have one TV on at a time. I mean, since I live alone, I may have four TVs, but I don't have them all on at the same time.
I completely understand that.
Right. When I'm on the computer, I'm on the computer. Okay. When I'm on my phone, I'm on my phone. So here's my question. why would I get the 2 gig versus the 1 gig? And I have streaming services that I use on my TV. So I don't have Spectrum for my TV. I have streaming services. So what's the difference between the 1 gig and the 2 gig?
So the difference between the 1 gig and the 2 gig services is the overall bandwidth usability for your home. Since you're only utilizing a small amount of devices at a time, which would, as you're stating, is a very minimal amount, 2 gig may not be required for you. So we would actually recommend, based off of your use case, for the 1 gig network, since you're only utilizing one, maybe two devices at a time.
Yes, that would be the most, you know, and that's if I'm having company.
Yeah,
you know, I may have the TV on and use the computer at the same time, or I may have the TV on and use, and, you know, I'm looking something up on my phone at the same time. But, you know, I mean, they're all connected, but they're not all being used at the same time.
And that's perfectly understandable. So with one of the things I usually describe to people is what they're wondering about, just like, is the amount of connections you have. Usually with a lot of coaxial cablings and other internet services that you get, even with us here at Archtop Fiber, the more connections you have to your service, the slower the speeds typically are going to be. With Spectrum, you can see speeds drop to as low as about 2 on their 1 gig network. You'll usually see speeds drop fairly low, usually about 200 megabytes per second down with roughly the same upload speed, because upload's going to be putting things out onto the internet instead of receiving them. So the more data, the more devices you have, the slower your speed of getting things from the internet will be. With us here at Archtop Fiber, because of our XPON system that we have, which is our state-of-the-art fiber network, you will actually not see a large degradation of service, which means the more devices you connect, yes, your service may start to slow a little bit, but it won't be so slow as to being a quarter of what you would expect it to be, what you normally see. With us,
So here's what I'm trying to avoid. Okay. I'm trying to avoid that nightmare that I had with T-Mobile, that honest to God, it would freeze, like, after the first three months, it was fine. Mm-hmm. And then it would freeze, and it would drop the network, and this is just having one TV on. And it would say that I'm not, and I don't want that. I mean, so I may have four TVs that would be connected to the internet, but they wouldn't all, one of them would be running at a time, not all four running at a time. So I would have I know it sounds crazy. I live alone and I have four TVs. I mean, I'm thinking out loud and I'm like, you're nuts. So I'd have four TVs, I'd have the computer, and I'd have my phone. How much is that going to slow it down?
So with what you're talking about, you're going to see degradation of service of minimal proportions. You might see everything go down to maybe 900 megabytes per second, but should not fall much further than that. In terms of reliability, we do actually have very good reliability with service. We have several devices on our network that have been on and active with continual service, albeit for a few minor hiccups in the network that have happened due to certain power issues or with new connections being established to the network, which usually are negligible or minimal at best. They've been online since March and haven't seen any degradation or any drop of service at all.
So they've been online since March in Kingston?
Yes.
Okay. And the equipment, is that something I set up that you send me that I set up, or somebody comes in and sets up? How does that go?
So during your initial installation, our technicians usually, when they come in to determine where the best place for our fiber internet to actually be coming into the house, what they'll do during that installation period is they will also get your initial modem router, which is our ONT gateway, set up for you, so you don't have to. You'll be instructed to download a app known as HomePass. It is powered by Plume, but it's an Archtop Fiber product that is powered by Plume. That is our backend system for running your Wi-Fi network, which will allow you to have full modular control over your entire Wi-Fi network, including
the Wi-Fi. So I only have to download that on one device.
That is correct.
Okay, so I can do it either on my phone or my computer.
It's actually an app for your phone. You can access it from your computer through the HomePass website, but it is the only place to download it for other devices is going to be for your phone. Yes.
Okay. That was a stupid question. Even before it came out of my mouth, I knew that was a stupid question.
There's no stupid questions. There's only stupid answers.
Yeah, there are. Because I thought about what I was going to say, and I'm like, yeah, that doesn't make sense. Okay, so this special is good until the end of July, right?
So while it's being labeled as a special, that is actually our everyday price.
Oh, really? Oh, because it says that I have to call by the end of July.
Yeah, that's marketing. That's marketing. We want people to call us in it just so we can inform them a little bit better. But that is actually our everyday price. I've been with the company since we started in March with setting up services, and that price has not changed since I started.
Okay. All right. Because my contract with Spectrum is up at the end of August, and you know, as usual, they're not gonna cooperate or play with me at all. So
no, I understand that. And with Spectrum, usually what's going on with them is they're charging you for the router or the modem. They're charging you.
Yeah, well, they're not, but there's all sorts of taxes and fees included too. And I'm like, you know. So I would definitely go with the, you know, automatic and paperless billing. That makes it so much easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I think that's all the questions I have now. I just, you know, like I said, I should have known with the T-Mobile because that's going off their towers.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect what was happening was that, you know, when things got crazy, you know, the TV part, the internet part is the one that would slow down.
Yeah.
And I mean, it slowed down to ridiculous.
Real quick, I have a
disabled brother who comes over every Sunday to watch football.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's when I said, I can't do this anymore. I just can't. And I canceled them and I went back to Spectrum because it was just craziness.
No, and I understand that. So just so I can double check, what's your address, ma'am?
154 O'Neill Street in Kingston.
Give me a second. I'm finding that right now. There it is. About how large is your home, ma'am?
I think it's about 1,200 square feet.
All right. So while it is not required, usually for homes that size, we do recommend one extender. You don't have to, you know, get an extender. Again, one of the things we tell people is, like, if you're going to go with our service, if your home is small enough, try and see if our regular modem router will actually be able to handle your whole home. If not, you can always give us a call back if you do decide to go with us for service.
Mm-hmm. And it's two floors. Is that going to make a difference?
Usually if you have a two floor home, usually I would recommend at least one extender. That way you have your modem router situated on the first floor, and the extender up on the second floor will actually handle the entire breadth of the second floor. Again, that's something you can always determine. So our extenders are extra. They're $79.99 a month. You can actually go out and buy your own extenders if you so desire and set those up. The difference is with our extenders, they actually mesh perfectly into our system, and we're able to troubleshoot even devices on those extenders, whereas we can't do it through third-party extenders.
So the extender is $79.99 on top of the $69.99?
And the extender is $7.99.
$7.99. Oh, I thought you said
79.
I'm like, oh.
Ooh, that's expensive. No. So our extenders are only $8 extra a month.
Okay. All right.
So again, as I said, just going through and looking at it, your home is small enough, it may not be an issue. Again, it's something to test and see whether or not you're getting the services you need.
The home is 120 years old.
With those thicker walls, you may see a little bit of degradation of service, and you might actually want to get one of those extenders.
Exactly.
It's again, test it. If you do get service with us, test it out, see where it's going and everything, and go from there. Now, just as a question, just so I can figure out, just because right now what I'm doing is I'm trying to figure out when we might have service at your address. We might not have it available immediately, but we may have it by the end of August. So I'm just double checking that time. So I'm asking you a couple questions
just to
see what's going on. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities coming in, that your electric? Does it come from overhead or underground?
Overhead.
Thank you very much. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Fantastic. All right. Crazy enough, your address is actually in service as of today. So we could, so that's something can always go through and be like, well, your contract is ending at the end of August with Spectrum, and then everything else is, you know, good to go. So even if you wanted, we could actually get you signed up for services today and then put your installation date for sometime at the end of August, beginning of September, whenever your contract is supposed to come to end with Spectrum. And that way you won't see a loss of service.
Okay. Well, let me think about days. It's not going to take me more than a couple of days to make a decision. And, I'll see what I decide, and then I'll give you a call back.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. We look forward to hearing back from you, and hopefully we can make sure we get services set up and enrolled for you, just so that we can make sure you're on the books.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
You're quite welcome. Bye. Have a wonderful day.